All right, this is a short segment, so I want to be selfish here and ask some his legal views, not legal advice on something. I want to get into the good news, how big an awakening there is on so many subjects, like the kill switches in cars that have been there for under law for 5 years, and the systems have been there longer than that, but now they're codifying it with Viva Fry. But back to my case, I know you cover it all the time, which I appreciate, because it's so historic. There's all sorts of, my lawyers are telling me, where when people say we're taking something over to destroy its brand and hurt a person, there's all sorts of laws on that. So when I say we're gone Thursday, that's just because the receiver's turning off the power of the lights, but they've done that before. So, but they're so reckless. I don't know if you followed all the craziness. They're going to wear my skin, all of this. It's just so wild-eyed. What advice or like views do you have on this? Because it's a big deal. And we've survived so many of these attacks. People think it's like Chicken Little. No, you know the law. You follow the case. This is 100% real. Sure. We've been through this. And now one part of me kind of wants to get shut down, but I'm still fighting hard because I want to show people how real it is, Viva.
It is. Look, Alex, I was in Texas for your, I put it in quotes, trial, but the trial was only on the quantum because you had been defaulted into liability. I don't know if it's inevitable. It looks like it's inevitable at this point, but let them have it. I mean, they'll have it. They'll turn InfoWars into what the team over at Project Veritas turned Project Veritas into. They don't understand. They think it's going to be funny that they're going to use it to try to destroy your legacy by turning InfoWars into the Onion, which
they tell,
you know,
the New York Times, we're going to confuse people and tell lies to hurt him. I mean, my lawyers are like, this is guaranteed lawsuit victory, though. I mean, they're
that's the issue. Separate causes of action here, like under the bankruptcy, like they'll sell off your assets. The malicious degradation of value is a separate issue, but what they're certainly going to argue is that it's not malicious degradation of value. They are now going to try to maximize value for the new stakeholders, which are actually not your audience. But the bottom line is, it will fade into nothing. They will have stolen your property, squandered it, destroyed it, and you're going to go start whatever it's going to be, the real Alex Jones, and you are going to pull a James O'Keefe with your platform. Nobody tuned into InfoWars, you know, not for you. And anybody else owns InfoWars, and if they shove you out of it or you have nothing to do with it, it's going to go the way of the dodo bird. And whatever you start up on, you know, by way of side, not even side project, new project, is going to be what people tune in for, because it was an Intuiti persona platform called InfoWars, but it was you. Separate causes of action, like deliberate impersonation, malicious impersonation. I don't know what statutes there would be in Texas or in America, you know, more broadly, but they're announcing their malicious intent to destroy your reputation.
They told me the legal names the last few days, and I'm trying to remember, but they said it's pretty much open and shut. And I'm not going to tell them what's about to happen, but they're in for a real treat. I mean, I get that they're going to deep six it. And they even admit that. We'll probably have a 6-month run before we run on the ground. Ah, I mean, that's their mission. I have to fight to the end because they're trying to set the precedent with me for everybody else. But they're in for some real treats, saying we want to destroy him. We want to wear his skin. We want to confuse his audience.
Well, it's what they wanted your likeness for, so that they can put out messages in your voice, in your face, to confuse the general public. And I don't know what impersonation laws could apply, unlawful impersonations, malicious, but let him keep talking, because, you know, the pride goeth before the fall, and they are sufficiently haughty and sufficiently think that they have the system on their side. Let them keep talking. I'm surprised, and we'll see what happens in the bankruptcy, but I think it's inevitable. You're going to start up a new project. It's going to be under your name, and people are going to flock to you.
No, I mean, it's the Alex Jones Network. And the feeds, and there's a new news site, and the app, you know, has the feeds, alexjonesapp.com, on Android and all that for free. And we already, the new owners I'm going to work for as a news director, so they can't shut me down because I just worked there.
All your old content is copyright free in any event, or it's public domain in any event, so they're not going to be able to make money off of that, I don't think.
I had contracts on the site 25 years ago, and still saying this is all free to air, non-exclusive license, belongs to the earth. Just like I can publish a book and say no copyright, and it's gone. It's free. And I did that because I had to constantly sign documents every week for Access TV, local TV radio stations wanted to air my films or air my show, but they only wanted to air it here or there. They didn't want to sign a contract to air the syndication. So I was constantly signing contracts to be able to air it. And so I had lawyers write things up, which is a general form. They are so screwed because of that. I mean, in fact, they got a big problem. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
coming up in just the next month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, after Viva leaves us, I'm going to get into the Lone Star Tech. You're going to get the full story here, which I don't say like, I got the full story, I'm super smart. I mean, we're all being hit by this. The public needs to get the bottom of the rabbit hole. And I see everybody else reporting on it, and it's really huge now, thank God. But people don't get the full story about how it was made in a lab and released and what the larger plan is. That gives you a meat allergy so you can't eat beef, and how they admit that's the plan, and how then Bill Gates has been caught spreading around the country doing open-air research with the ticks. I mean, so he can make us eat his lab-grown meat. It is totally insane. But I wanted to go to Viva Fry, really great political and legal mind, about AI tracking systems in the cars, cameras that watch you, behavioral systems, bylaws. You know, 5 years ago, they passed it in the U.S. that by this year, all the car companies have to put it in. From all my sources and research that's come out, for over a decade, any fancy car already has this. They call it driver assist, safety stuff. I've been driving before, looking down too much, and it'll start beep, 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 saying, hey, are you tired? And then now they're saying it'll just take over and pull you the side of the road. Danny has a Korean-made car, and it does it to him all the time if he's looking down and stuff. They'll also now know if you have a cell phone in your hand, like, hey, you're not supposed to do that. It's not just like you're driving around your neighborhood so you don't put your seatbelt on, so it's like bing, 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 bing. These new things know if you put the seatbelt behind you because you're riding around on the ranch or something and it's still plugged in, it tells you and it knows that. It's smart. It's hooked in, and they admitted this with the new Meta glasses and other things. It all goes back and gets flagged by humans that are watching it. So you got dudes with Google goggles and now Meta glasses. This is one example that Wired Magazine talked about. And they're watching somebody rail their girlfriend or wife. And they're all sitting back just watching it, enjoying themselves because it flags it, goes, sex is being recorded. This could be illegal. So then it flags it. Now humans are watching it. I mean, this is a nightmare Pandora's box. We know 15 years ago, Alexa's listening to you, the phones, Siri, all that, but people would never listen to me. They're like, oh yeah, it's listening to me. Yeah, that's how you prompt it, it's listening. Now I see this huge awakening in Congress. I see it trending. People are talking about it to me on the street. So that's a whole other story here that finally people are getting it because they said, oh, if you've been drinking or tired, you can't drive. They don't care they're being surveilled, but hey, you don't take my car away from me. Well, the whole plan with driverless cars is to say they're 10, 15, 20 times safer, put insurance on human drivers, and phase out humans. That's the plan. So how do we, big rant there. Let's get into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was the whole issue about why they're allowing, you know, foreigners, illegal aliens who barely speak English to drive freaking 18-wheeler trucks. And there's a theory, call it a conspiracy theory, that the reason is to create sufficient chaos that the action reaction from the government is to regulate and automate. And now, you know,
stop you. You're totally right. I played these clips a month ago. California, you name it. They pull over a black African lady. She doesn't know how to start it and doesn't even know how to turn the lights on. And the cop says, well, you can go ahead and go. And she drives off with the lights off into the dark in an 18-wheeler.
The Indian guys, and I'm not trying to pick on any particular race. I'm sure there's a few Russians and Eastern Europeans who also can't read road signs. But the videos that we've seen, these Indian from India drivers can't read the road signs. And then you have them going over the bridge. I think it was in Michigan, but I might be wrong on the state. Presumably because they don't realize the weight capacity of the bridge, crush the bridge. It happens in Canada.
Well, no, and they don't know about height deals. They don't know. They think you can go down an interstate highway at 80 and turn on the highway and go back the wrong direction. Have you seen those videos?
I've seen it in real life in Florida, Alex. I'm on the 441. I see an 18-wheeler crossing four lanes of highway to get onto the other side, the northbound highway. It's like, this is insanity. Like, it's not just that I have to watch
well,
in front of me.
Well, that's because in India, they do that. They turn around on your highway and come back at you.
No, and it's also an amazing thing, like, When you worry about your own insurance, I got a big Bronco, and I know it's 7 feet of clearance, so I'm not going into anything that's 6'9". But I used to live in Canada. There was a bridge. It's like people and some of these drivers, maybe local as well, but don't pay attention to these things. But the problem is you have a government which opened the borders to everybody, illegals, no vetting whatsoever.
And it turns out that investigations in California, Minnesota, they don't even have to go to the driver's school. They just give them the commercial license.
Alex, it's because A, it's not their children, but also you create a sufficiently big problem and then the reaction or the action, the solution becomes the people who caused it in the first place. But if you are operating on the basis that the end goal is full automation, what would you be doing differently? Or the end goal is full control. You know, the speeding tickets will be automatically issued, sent to your house. There's going to be CCTV cameras on every street corner. And if they determine that you are I won't say inebriated. If you're drunk, you should get pulled over anyhow. But, it starts off with the obvious stuff like, okay, breathalyzers, who would disagree with that? Then it's going to go to, well, distracted driving, who would disagree with that? What will happen, God forbid, I don't think we're going to get there, but you'll have situations where someone's driving with their phone because of an emergency, health emergency. The car will get disposed is actually more dangerous than the problem we thought we were solving. But, it's ironically enough, and again, not to come full circle to where we were, Who are the most vocal politicians, voicing their concerns to this full state, sanctioned tyranny? You know their names, and they are the ones who, for whatever the reasons, have become persona non grata among the party that they were once upon a time the most loyal representatives of. So you got Massey, you got, I want to say, Boebert sounding the alarm on this. I'm fairly certain Marjorie Taylor Greene at one point was sounding the alarm as well. But this is one step towards minority report level control at the macro, micro, minuscule level of human existence. The government wants to control you. They want to regulate your every movement. And lo and behold, hey, if it's in every car and they determine you have outstanding warrants or whatever, that car will just drive you straight to the police station. I mean, it sounds
again,
great.
In closing, I'm sure you saw about this. They're putting up millions of these cameras. Just this one company called Flock. We'll cover more after you leave. And then the police are jacking into it. And then it's got all sorts of errors and is harassing all these innocent people. I mean, they're building a hell grid. Oh, but we can't see the Tyler Robinson footage. We can't ever see any footage of the kidnapped kids. There's nothing ever there, but don't worry, we're all under total surveillance.
No, well, that and let's not get to the Brian Cole Jr. January 6th pipe bomber. There we got pixelated one frame per second footage and we're never going to get anything more. Set that aside. It is... Everyone out there is going to say, well, drunk driving, I can understand for sure. Then it's going to be distracted driving. Okay. And then it's going to be, oh, you didn't pay your taxes because we've got AI reading your emails now. You didn't pay your taxes? We're going to pull over your
car. This is the social credit score, which they admit it's designed. China has it out in the open. We've got it just as bad. It's hidden. And I see this is the coming out. Don't we need to have countries repeal this crap right now?
You need to have declaration of human rights to privacy, and they've got to mean something, because right now what we're getting to is full surveillance. I'm of the, people freak out about the real ID, and I'm like, well, every time I come into America, they take my biometrics, and I sort of resigned to that. But you understand exactly where they're going, and I had a mild, red pill suppository last night during my show with Robert Barnes, where he says, have you noticed that AI is reading your email? I'm like, no, I haven't noticed that. And then I go, and I can see that there's an AI summary for every email in my inbox. I mean, setting aside the fact that, you got dudes in India.
And by the way, you didn't ask for that.
I didn't ask for that. And also, I'm not practicing as an attorney anymore. But if I were, I don't understand how that's not a breach of solicitor-client privilege that could land a lawyer in jail.
It's a bum rush. Well, that's what I was told by a high level guy that had worked, I'm not going to say the companies, but let's just say big ones in Austin. And he said, you have to understand, the government has just told the driverless car companies, we're not going to let you do this yet. It's going to scare the public. All the new cars are already driverless. They all, not just Tesla, not just, they all already have it. That's the driver assist. And they're using it for AI learning, not just how cars drive, but they're listening and scooping. The best place to get us is in our cars. They get our phone. They're grabbing all that data. It's like a smart meter hub. Remember, it came out decades ago, the smart meters are spying on all your electronics in your house. They're just grabbing it all to train the AI. And then they need, you know, millions of football field sized computer systems just to run it all. And the AI gets unlimited power and unlimited water and 50 billion gallons in North Texas, but we get nothing. I mean, this is hellishly dystopic.
Well, and also, if you understand or maybe think that when Bill Gates, when people are saying he's buying up all the farmland, he might not be buying it up for farming people. He might be buying it up for energy sources and knows what land is going to be the easiest to convert into that, which might pose its own problems. But no, Alex, there will be a revolution, and I say peaceful technological revolution, that people are going to get up in arms about what is total state control at the microscopic level of human existence. And America's got a capital C constitution. They're going to have to start appreciating what that means, what it guarantees, and what it outright forbids.
Well said. I know you got to go. In closing, what are the white pillars, the Trump supporters that say you must support anything he says, anything bad, you must just shut up? What are they going to do if we don't course correct in 6.5 months? All the numbers are in from trusted pollsters that are pro-Trump, Rasmussen, you name it. They're not just going to lose 30, 40 seats in the House. They're going to lose the Senate, and then they're going to turn around and try to impeach Trump. It is going to be horrible. What are they going to do when all their delusions come crashing in? And is there any way to reach out to them and resuscitate them to help us put pressure on Trump? Because we're moving Trump back in many ways. People can be done with Trump all they want. You should still put pressure on the administration. Like, if Democrats get it, I'll put pressure on them not to do bad stuff. You know, this idea that, well, we're not with Trump anymore, they say, because we question things, so we can't still comment on it or put pressure on it. No, this is important. But what happens when we lose the midterms? What happens to these delusional people?
Unfortunately, they're more likely going to blame the people who were raising the red flags than the people who were carrying out the acts that provoked people raising the red flags. So, you know, has it gotten bad enough yet? When the consequences come in, and if they are as dire as some are predicting, there'll either be a forced introspection and hopefully a course correction for 2028. There's still time for a course correction now. And so, God willing, touch wood, may that happen. But I think it's Ayn Rand that said it, you know, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And we are fast approaching the consequences of ignoring reality and writing everybody off with all sorts of names because they've been raising the alarms, raising the flags, the righteous flags. But you just hold your breath and pray that things will right and that any damage will be minimized or mitigated come midterms. And if not,
Ayn Rand quote again. That is so true and beautiful. You can ignore reality, but not the consequences. That means you can be on 10 hits of acid on a 50-story building and think you're going to fly. And you may think while you're falling, you're flying, but you're going to be dead at the bottom.
Yeah, it's you can ignore the fact that the company's not profitable, and then you can't ignore when the trustee comes in type thing. It's the analogy of life. You can close your eyes. You can pretend it's not happening. You can pretend 100% approval rating. You can't ignore the consequences of denying that reality when they come home.
And let me raise this in final closing, because I've seen you talk about it, because you see the same stuff I do, and it's tearing my hair up, because that's why there's none left, because it's just I care about them having logic. I want to teach people, and then I want to learn from people that are smarter than me. I just get off on it, and they think I'm with some agenda. Yeah, it's called freedom and justice. That makes me feel good at a cellular level. That's what drives me everywhere. Candace Owens and Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and all these people, and they are going to, they're inconsequential, pathetic kooks no one listens to, but you're going to lose us the midterms. And I'm like, in the same statement that was a talking point, you saw it everywhere. It's like, that's oxymoronic. Like, what are you talking about? Obviously, we're being attacked because we're influential. Jesus.
It's oxymoronic, but it's also self-destructive. The easier way, the more productive way is to incorporate the criticism and discuss it, flesh it out. I would love to see some people I would not necessarily entertain discussions with because they wouldn't be productive. I don't lump everybody in that circle in the same circle. They do so that they can avoid having to have discussions with the likes of you, the likes of Megyn Kelly, the likes of Tucker Carlson, and they can pretend that you're irrelevant. Okay. You can deny reality, but you can't deny the consequences of ignoring reality. And the reality is also, you are not telling people what to think. You are not causing people what to think. To some extent, you are the receptacle and the disseminator of what people are already thinking, and you can't deny that, and you can't browbeat people into submission. Because the people who are, you know, I don't believe that many people are actually going to go vote Democrat who are Trump supporters, but you're not going to motivate them to come out and vote by browbeating them or trying to browbeat them into submission. You got to convince them. You got to invigorate them. And the way you do that, if it means prematurely declaring war or end of hostilities, get back to domestic issues and start making headway there. Legal issues domestically.
I was about to say, if Trump did, if they would just have more, oh God, you got to go, but more Southern Poverty Law Center, people would even ignore the war. You got to do a minute on that. How huge is that? That we already knew this, that literally the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL literally run all the white supremacy groups.
Well, but imagine what that means for the Charlottesville hoax, where that was a talking point for years. And then you understand, I mean, some people are going to deny, no, they were just paid informants. They weren't paid agitators. Bull crap, they were paid agitators. But for their involvement, things don't happen the way they happen. And so, you know, but for financing the Michigan Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping, the plot doesn't happen. And so don't give me this bull crap, paid informants. They are paid agitators, and but for the involvement, the incidents that they're fighting don't happen to be fought in the first place. So more of that.
Foundation that Trump's a racist and all the Republicans are Nazis is based on Charlottesville. I got sued by Hillary Clinton's staffer, didn't even really talk about him when I said in general Southern Poverty Law Center funded it because I caught him funding it. Instead of saying, oh, Southern Poverty Law Center, they sued me about that, used Georgetown to run it. They dropped it once it went to trial, hundreds of thousands of dollars later. But I mean, literally, I got sued for exposing that, and now it's come out was true. $277,000 to unite the right.
Alex, the thing is, a lot of us knew it, a lot of us believed it, a lot of us felt it, and now you've gotten the proof of it. More of that. I'd say more of that, less of the pettiness, less of the infighting, because, bottom line, it takes two to infight, and not both players are necessarily equally responsible for the consequences or for the act of infighting. Some people, unfortunately, because of the positions that they're in, have to take the criticism, have to respond to the criticism, but the bottom line, there were domestic issues that invigorated the entire base. You cannot pretend that that was not how the coalition succeeded in winning 2024. And you got to get back to that yesterday to mitigate the damages or attempt to right the
ship. Remember Trump's quote 2 weeks ago, I'm not worried about Medicare, Medicaid, or child care. We're a war economy now. I mean, you, even if he thinks that, saying that is political suicide. It's like, why is he doing it?
Well, and ratifying it and encouraging it and demonizing the people that righteously criticize that because it's going to be counterproductive come 2026. You're not going to win by browbeating people into silence or browbeating them into submission. You got to invigorate them to show up and vote. And the only silver lining here, though, maybe the white pill, is that there's as much infighting on the left as there is on the right, politically speaking. But the flip side to that is the left has always been far better at mobilizing like the cult that they are and rallying behind the terrible politicians that they have just because that's what you do out of loyalty, blind loyalty. They've always been better at doing that. It's a bad thing, but that's the silver lining. There's fighting on both sides now. There is a way to start mitigating the damage, and it doesn't come from demonizing everybody that you disagree with. It comes from listening to them and maybe reuniting right now with some of the biggest voices in the populist movement.
The Viva Fry on X, the Viva Fry, and at vivabarneslaw.littles.com. Thanks for the time. God bless you.
Thank you very much. You too.
And I'm going to say one more thing in closing on this and come back with the huge tech news that's so key, and then more on the kill switches, AI tracking everything, and that hellscape, which is worldwide, not just here. It's all UN standardized. I don't say things that I want to be popular with, but I do analyze how the public and the listeners respond because you're important. I want to get a gauge on, what's happening out there. It's unpopular for me to come out and criticize Trump, but I do it because I need to get him back on track. But that's 20-30% of my audience that got pissed about that. The other 70% absolutely is done and hates his guts. And I see that in other numbers from other talk show hosts that give me a similar number and are pissed that I'm not more anti-Trump. You want me just to abandon him totally and not put pressure on him so then the Democrats run everything? I mean, I'm trying to get what we can get good out of this. I mean, this is, really simple. I'm triaging the situation. So that's how my brain works is I can't help it. I have to tell you what I think is the truth. That's how my brain works. And I'm not apologizing to listeners. Most of you love me more than ever. It's just that I really think I'm being as honest and as accurate as I can be. And I know the majority of you get that. And I know you're freaked out too, because I talked to you on air and off air. by just the other white pillars that don't want to question anything and those that think everything's doomed. Well, then everything's doomed. What do you do? Commit suicide? I'll never do that. All right, I want to go to break with just a short clip that I put together with Doom over the weekend of these onion people and sick, horrible things they put out and do they call comedy, but it's what they're really into, interspersed with the Democrat Party lawyer talking about how they're going to help the community with this new message. And they've already said this is the type of programming they're going to try to put on InfoWars to associate with me. And a lot of the experts I talk to, they go, just let them do it. God, this is going to blow up in their face. But I'm like, yeah, but it's not right to surrender when I said I'd never give up. So that's why I'm about to file a whole bunch of stuff on them Thursday. So just get ready for that. So here's this quick little report. We're going to come back, get into the ticks. This is huge news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com/show. Only a few days left.
The satirical news site The Onion is launching a new plan to take over right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' website, InfoWars. The goal? To transform the site that was used to peddle lies into a parody.
Our clowns are soft to the touch. They're soft to the touch. Did you make a mess of our child clowns? Bring them back dirty. We'll hose them off.
I'm going to have to put them in cages they can't see through.
Hey, this is Gabriel.
Hey, I made him. He's fresh. No, not a good time right now.
I'm going to have to bury him in the back if he keeps acting like this.
There are no rules on international waters. It's a child clown. Rent the clown. Do what you like. No one's looking. Closed doors, you do what you like.
I also want to play for you some of what the CEO of The Onion, Ben Collins, told my colleague Rachel Maddow last night.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
My boys only eat the finest, softest meat.
Is that the hope that those caricatures and grotesqueries, as Ben puts it, offer not just laughs, but a counter to the misinformation that's been out there, put out there by people exactly like Alex Jones?
These child clowns come hungry as a horse!
The first thing a child clown will look for is food. Child clowns are not fed in their clown boxes, so expect them to arrive very hungry.
My child clowns are blind. They'll eat anything.
Your child clown may be reluctant to perform in an amusing fashion. We recommend Steve Mahanahan's child clown poison spray.
It keeps them sick, but not too sick. Too much poison, you got a dead clown in your hands. It's useful.
We also think that The Onion's use of humor and satire to reach that same audience and perhaps bring some of them out of the dark could be a really beneficial use of a platform that has been used for, really ill purposes for a long time.
You hungry, doggy boy?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but don't call me doggy boy.
Oh, don't call me sir. Why don't you call me daddy? Say yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy.
Does that sound good to you, Uncle Reg?
Yeah, okay.
You gonna be my son?
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, Ben. I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
Chris Matty, keep us posted. It's always good to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
So they say it's all a big joke, but consistently for a decade, these guys star in and write some of what you just saw. It gets even worse. Okay, so, and then they make a joke about it. As if we don't know Hollywood and all these people are trash. Unbelievable. But it's the mad scientists that sit atop the whole deal. We're going to expose the bottom of the rabbit hole. Genetic engineering, live time with ticks attacking you and your family. Brought to you by Bill Gates of the UN and the CIA. Straight ahead. Stay with us. This is your last chance until next Thursday to get original InfoWars apparel that's historic, because they're going to claim they own it even if they do get it. And that's in question, but we're just considering that's it. Probably your last time, maybe, who knows. But just get it, thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own that. They can't get it. It funds the new network. But this I'm impressed with, okay? They said, we're going to launch five of the best-selling trench warfare, battle daggers with skull crushers, murdered out brass knuckles, 10-inch, razor-sharp, double-edged dagger. with limited edition inscriptions. There's only 1,000 of each one of these knives. Now, this is You Are the InfoWar is one of them with InfoWars on it. So that's the last time you can get that. Okay. And that looks cool. And it's probably the one you want to get because, you know, it should be the rarest, but it's not the coolest. I'm sorry. Look at the stuff they did. I just said, do whatever you want. You're so talented. Liberty or death with an American flag. And then it's got World War II, with, you know, Eternal Soldier and bullet holes. I mean, that is just wicked. There's 5 of these. Only 1,000 of each. Look at this, limited edition. This is in Latin, Christ is King. And on the other side, it's got the Jerusalem cross. I did come up with that one, which they think is so evil, which I love. It's a beautiful cross. You got that. Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy right here. This has got to be the coolest. It's the Spartans from 300, the real event that happened. And they've got all their phalanx with their shields and their spears. I mean, just look at that craftsmanship. Lasered. And look at that. Molon Labe come and take it. Which echoes through time, through the Alamo and everything else. I mean, just bad ass. I bet these sell out a day or two. And all the new t-shirts and everything and a bunch of other huge sales. It is insane. This is a $199 value with inscription for just $79. Did you hear that? VIP, $63.99. That'd be like 10 bucks on that. And when you buy 2 daggers, you get an extra 25% off and can mix and match. This is insane. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products, probably. So that's a fundraiser, too. Get those. Got a lot of limited edition there as well. Third deal, subscribing, 50% off any supplement. Lock it in the future, cancel any time. You just lock in the savings if you want it. Not canceling time for free. One click. And get a free bottle of Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy, which is an amazing energy formula and relaxation formulas, free with every order. And it goes on. Fourth deal, mystery gift in everything. These deals are too good. I told them that, actually. These guys are just badass. TheAlexShowStore.com. Fun of the Second American Revolution worldwide and pissing off the pedophile Satanist all the way. We have 2 new products at TheAlexShowStore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for test. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These 2 products together are amazing, and they're now available at TheAlexShowStore.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at TheAlexShowStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head-on.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that, but not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. In my stack, I was just trying to dig it out. I couldn't find it, but I'll find it during the next break. Robert Reich, the head financial advisor in the Clinton administration, total communist, absolute piece of garbage, hates my guts, always attacking me. He is in a big CNN article, and he goes, we used to be celebrities in the media and government, and it was great until Trump came. Now everybody hates us, and there's no trust in the government, and that's all Donald Trump. Let me give you a newsflash. People hated Hollywood 15 years ago. They really hate it now. People hated politicians 20 years ago. They really hate you now. But yes, the media had some illusion with boomers and some people. And it, and these, oh, you know, Trump ruined the press dinner, the National Correspondents' Dinner. It used to be such a time of us to bask in each other's celebrity and feel powerful. It was absolutely disgusting. And you sit there and you read what he's saying, and it just shows how disconnected this little old man is. Yes, no one with any brain likes Hollywood. Nobody likes the politicians. Yes, you're not seen as cool. You're a joke. Your power is over. So try totalitarianism. Try AI enslavement to control us. It's not going to work either. It's all going to backfire. So I'll dig that out and read part of it because it's hilarious to read. We used to be celebrities and bask in each other's fame. Now everyone hates us and Donald Trump did it. Donald Trump rode in on the wave, bro. Trump didn't do it. There is a worldwide populist awakening, the fourth turning. It is explosive. It's just getting started. You are against the wind, pissing in the wind. You were wrong, young and strong, but you were still running against the wind. Well, you're old and evil and running against the wind. And so just remember that. And that's something I wanted to say today. But crew, remind me to do this. So I got news to cover now. I've really gauged our enemies, them trying to have a celebration, their corruption in the courts, thinking they're going to have a victory, grabbing a URL. And I've been really pissed off about it. And I'm still going to sue them and try to block them because I'm a fighter and that's what I promised to do. But everything I set out to do 32 years ago on air, we have succeeded in doing together. And we should be celebrating 32 years of myself on air and all of us together and 28 years of InfoWars since 97. Gosh, 29 years. So they can only try to convince us they've beaten us. It's the complete opposite. The old guys, I asked for this last week because he read it properly and it sounded great. Harrison Smith, find the exact Latin saying, the Roman saying, you are only defeated when you believe you are. It sounds just like that, but I think it's a little bit different. And it's not like we're delusionally optimistic. We need to be even more positive because the amount of people that are awake compared to what they used to be is just completely night and day. It is beautiful. Absolutely amazing. So I salute you all. That's why it's so important to support us at thealexshieldstore.com that I don't own, that isn't InfoWars, that owns the Alex Shields Network. We're not just going to survive. We're going to expand. And you decide how fast we expand with the amount of funding and the incredible products at thealexshieldstore.com. Biggest sale in our history, hands down running right now, that they had set up for weeks ready. With the goods just came in last week. So I was like, this is the biggest sale ever. They go, we didn't realize that. And I said, no, it is. So it's the last stand mega sale. Unbelievable sale on top of sale on top of sale. Three bottles of supplements, $10 off on every order, 20% off in general on top of that. Free dog tags with the orders. I mean, it's crazy how big this sale is. TheAlexShieldsStore.com. All right. So, I've been on air 32 years. But I was fascinated with globalists and transhumanism and the futurists and what they were planning since I was a little kid. Because my family was aware of it and always talking about it. So I was reading some Zbigniew Brzezinski books when I was 10 years old. And they would always, and even when he was a college professor of history, even Newt Gingrich wrote a book back in the late 80s where he said, we're going to genetically engineer humans and we're going to use high-tech vaccines to do it. Everybody will have microchips hooked into computers. So Gingrich acts like a good guy and says a lot of good things, but he's definitely one of them. And so I've known about their theoretical plans for a long time. But we're not in theoretical plans now. Just last week, the Netherlands is set to pass a law to make human clones legal. And we're because two men want to have a baby, so it won't really be a human, but we'll splice their genetics. And we also put animal genes in if it helps. Human-animal hybrids. I mean, it's like passing laws to do it. Of course, they've already done it in laboratories. So we are so far into the future, it's just not evenly distributed. And people hear this stuff, and it sounds crazy. I don't blame you not thinking it's true, but it is. So they've been obsessed with getting us off of beef for at least 70 years, the Club of Rome. There's a lot of reasons for that, but if you study the whole world where cows are in Africa, Europe, Latin America, the U.S., most farming is sustained by cattle ranching with it. And cows are so magic, they just eat grass and you get all this good stuff from them, milk, cheese, butter, beef. And if you can take cows away from people, which are doing in the Netherlands and Ireland and Sri Lanka, farming totally collapses. And that's what Bill Gates wants, to make you eat synthetic, fake meat grown from the tumors, called an immortal cell line of Henrietta Lacks, a dead black lady. You just throw a chunk of this her tumor in, they've created hundreds of thousands, millions of pounds of her meat. And you just throw a chunk in with whatever you want. You throw a chunk of her tumors in with, say, duck cells. And you'll grow a gigantic vat in just a few weeks of duck cells. Because it's a cancer cell, but it takes over and replicates that same cell. That's a dumbed down way of saying it, but that's how it works. You can throw a chunk of her cells in, just a cup of it, in with salmon. And you'll grow a giant vat of fake salmon. But it's cancer cells you're eating. Wait till those don't all get killed by the acid in your stomach and guts and get into your colon. Get ready for some colon cancer, which is in the studies. So that's how insane this is. I can go on for 100 hours with just other little insane factoids. Like all your cars have kill switches and AI is watching you right now. If you have a new car, mainstream news finally. People finally listen. Sounded crazy when I warned you. So that's the plan. So about 15 years ago, the Club of Rome came out, and about 8 years ago again, and then about 5 years ago, S. Matthew Lau of the World Economic Forum, this professor, came out and said, we can put in a tick a disease where you'll be given an autoimmune response to beef, and you'll never be able to eat beef again. Beef are bad because cows fart, that hurts the earth, which isn't true. You know, the AI can have all the water and all the energy and the nuclear reactors it wants, but you can't eat steak because you're bad. You pass gas. You pass methane. Cows pass methane. That's what holds the atmosphere in. That's good. Methane's part of the atmosphere. But they're teaching you you're bad. Carbon-based life's bad. Silicon's good. So he came out in a couple speeches 6 years ago and then again 5 years ago and said, we can give you this disease. Well, Bill Gates was already here and around the world open-air testing ticks with Lyme's disease with this added pathogen to give you a beef allergy. And now the Lone Star tick is exploding everywhere. 60 Minutes is, you know, reporting on it. CNN's reporting on it. Oh, suddenly this new thing born by the tick is beef allergies, and people are dying that eat beef after they're bitten by the tick. So Bill Gates is saying, hey, you're not going to put billions into fake lab-grown beef that doesn't have the allergies. It's not really beef. Boy, he sure knew what he was doing, didn't he? And then right on time, Pfizer seeks to introduce Lyme's vaccine as states face worst tick season ever. Increase in alpha-gal syndrome meat. How many years ago did I tell you? Decades ago, alpha-gal syndrome is coming. Told you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. Did dozens of shows the last few years saying, watch, it's spreading everywhere. Ticks are showing up thousands of miles of where they were because they're being dropped out. Turns out the CIA developed this at Plum Island. I'll show you the news articles. They took the Nazi scientists at Plum Island off New York after World War II, weaponized syphilis, called it Lyme's disease, put it into ticks. Now they've added this other pathogen with it And the syphilis is the carrier for the alpha-gal syndrome. What foods can trigger reactions? Beef, pork, lamb, venison. Not as likely, but poultry, fish, eggs, most dairy. Well, that'll cure you, that won't it? Which makes your brain smaller, makes you lower IQ when you don't eat high-protein animal products. So they mean business. So here's Matthew Liao, the professor, talking about this a few years ago.
So I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they sort of, they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
Yeah, that's your social credit score. Bill Gates' back lab-grown meat company receives USDA approval. Here's when you can expect to taste this new protein delicacy. Now, look at these headlines. Human engineering to fight against climate change. Give you alpha-gal syndrome. Talk about a social credit score. Talk about enslavement. Tim Pool says, the Lone Star tick is spreading rapidly and can make you allergic to beef. The good news is that thanks to billions in lab-grown meat investment, an alternative can be grown that won't trigger the allergy. What a perfect coincidence. Local ERs are already seeing lots of visits of tick bites. Here's what to know. Beef allergies. Alpha-gal syndrome from Lone Star tick bites, an emerging public health concern in Massachusetts. Pfizer seeks to introduce Lyme vaccine in states face worst tick season ever, increase in alpha-gal syndrome meat allergies. A second death from tick-borne meat allergy. Off the menu, the first death from a tick-borne meat allergy. They used peanut protein to grow vaccines in the 80s and 90s, created a giant peanut allergy. See, same thing. Real simple. And now they're saying their vaccine will do it. Oh, you won't get Lyme disease, syphilis, but you can't eat meat. Isn't that loving and liberal? So they're throwing it all in your face, ladies and gentlemen. Tick tock. It's only a matter of time before dangerous tick disease reaches causes of disaster, if it isn't already. Climate change, could we engineer humans? BBC. And then how ticks became bioweapons. Spectator. How the CIA weaponized them. They admit the CIA did it. See how that works? See how that works? How long ago did I tell you this was going to happen? Over a decade. Because I had experts on exposing it all. That's Bill Gates. And what's he do? He releases weaponized mosquitoes in Florida, in Texas, in Brazil. And then the diseases explode. He wants to depopulate you, but he wants you to take a shot so you don't die. That doesn't make any sense. The Roman Inlus said, the victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so. A nicer way to say what I said earlier, that you're not defeated until you tell yourself you're defeated. Let me do a shot of this. The victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so. And we are far from that. It is the contrary. So there is the reality of that. As they bomb us with ticks and mosquitoes and everything else, how much of this are we going to put up with? How long are we going to put up with the reign of the mad scientist attacking us? And there are so many people that pretend like they're part of the power structure, and if they just go along with this, they're somehow immune. You are delusional. This whole thing is a betrayal of the species and of God that made us. Acting like you can play along with the system is the height of total delusional garbage. And now, as we speak, King Charles II, or whatever he's called, the King of England, the great-great-great-great-grandson of King George III, we thought 250 years ago, has landed to meet with Trump. Let's go to the feed. Companies arrest all their people for free speech. It's a total war with us. And now Trump will publicly give fellatio to the king.
King and queen being greeted by Monica Crowley, who's very familiar to viewers of Fox News. She was one of our contributors. She is now the chief of protocol for the White House. Speaking with her, Sandra, on Saturday night about this, she's very much looking forward to it. She's also taking the helm on all of the America 250 celebrations. And Sir Christian Turner, who is the recently appointed U.S. ambassador, or U.K. ambassador to the United States, greeting the two royals as they get some bouquets.
Those are the posies, right? Those are from children of British military families based in the United States. We know that this is part of the ceremony that we're going to see there on the ground. I believe we've got Ingrid Seward with us, royal biographer and editor-in-chief of Majesty Magazine. Please do weigh in on the pictures that we're seeing right now. Their Majesties have arrived there at Joint Base Andrews for their official state visit.
Well, absolutely. You can see that immediately Queen Camilla noticed that the children were there holding their posies. And for one moment, I thought, what's she going to do with her handbag? But she, the ordinary people, because I think the royal family always like to meet ordinary people as well as all the diplomatic people and the military. They're very much concerned, you know, like to meet these children from the military families here as much as they are to meet the ambassador and everyone else. And I mean, Charles is such a past master at diplomacy, and he's funny and he's charming.
And he says he must declare war on carbon and reduce the human population in a global military strategy.
I mean, probably far better than any MP or political commentator.
250 years after you defeated us, I come here to urinate in your faces.
And, of course, remember, the king is not adverse to a little flattery himself, and Trump has poured flattery upon the king, especially at the state visit to Windsor Castle, where I was lucky enough to be a journalist in the group there. And Trump was so charming to the king, and it, you know, and they appeared to get on extremely well. And that's going to be the focus of these next sort of 24 hours, I think, is the everyone's
God
eyes
save
are going to be on
king,
you know, Trump and the king and how
land
they're
getting
on.
Of Islamic pedophiles, land of satanic evil,
and,
destroying Ireland and Scotland too. Pull up the painting of King Charles with all the demons around in the red painting. God save all Count Dracula's heir. Simply amazing.
God save the queen. Now it's God save the king. Ingrid, big moment tomorrow when the king addresses a joint meeting of Congress. Let's listen to the U.S. national anthem. Sorry.
Summing up our base under British attack for days. The flag shot full of holes. I've seen the actual flag at Smithsonian. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, and truth through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, can you see Count Dracula slinking Can you see him a-sneaking? Can you see Keir Starmer, the high grand protector of pedophilia? Don't you love how our anthem, made by peasants, is much better than theirs? William Wallace turned over his grave. So is George Washington. This is not the British people. The House of Windsor is a Saxe-Coburg-Gotha Transylvanian cult out of Romania and Hungary.
Pageantry and joint based Anders, and it will continue when the king and queen come to the White House.
It will continue.
Tomorrow will mark only the second occasion that a British monarch has addressed a joint meeting of Congress. Last time was the king's mother, of course, Queen Elizabeth, back in 1991.
Incredible honor.
What message do you think he will have for the American people in that speech?
I think his message will be very diplomatic, very strong, and very historical. He is a great orator, as you know, as people will see tomorrow.
A great orator. We need to depopulate the earth, as my late father, Prince Philip, said. The commoners, we love them. We love them dead.
And I think it will be very stirring.
Yes, very stirring.
Historical. And very much,
and then the people,
hands across the water.
The LaRouche people overall mean well. They're like, this is them coming hat in hand to grovel to Trump's new order. This is a stunning victory. No, it's all about Trump covering up Epstein for them. And they are here to kiss his ass over that.
Very carefully phrased. And I think very that he will speak absolutely beautifully. I think it will be almost like watching a stage play.
Oh, yeah.
And that he will refer to the history of the country and
Potemkin
his
village.
Ancestors.
He'll hearken to Churchill's history
now.
Of the English-speaking
incredibly impressive.
People.
And he will have, of course, he will have written it with the government, but he will also
written it with the government.
His own touches to it.
He's an incredible man.
We're taking in these beautiful pictures together.
So beautiful.
Of the official state visit that. Quite clearly is both important to King Charles and the President of the United States. We know that
several globalist
spiders deport,
lowering themselves from the web to the ground to feast on the children.
The lady
spectacular!
At the White House. There will be a tea, I believe a beehive tour. There's a garden.
Beehive
party.
Tour.
There
is why have you not disarmed this rabble?
Why do you suppose this is so important for these two? These two to meet and to have this official state visit happen now.
Well, I think it's not so important for these two to meet because they've met many times before.
Yes.
But I think they're both really anxious to put on a show of unity.
Yes.
Because it's very important to the world.
Yes.
Not just to the United States and to the UK.
Unity.
It's very important to the world that they should see the king and the leader
the
of the free world
with open borders.
Being on great terms together because it enforces
together.
The stability of what is going on now.
And Benedict Arnold will be praised. There'll be a golden statue of him. They'll fellatiate it. Hour number 4, 2 minutes away. Masses of news and more. Share those live feeds now. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250. 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the info this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over bought anything, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.